For more than 30 minutes, Councillor Matinyanya and some ZANU-PF supporters mocked and harassed senior council officials led by town clerk Tendai Mahachi, who had gathered for the official groundbreaking ceremony for the proposed Mpezanamo Upmarket 2 in Harare Simbare high-density suburb. They threatened to beat up Movement for Democratic Change councillors, including Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni. Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo was expected to officiate but did not turn up. Matinyanya threatened to assault the MDC councillors in the minister's presence. Matinyanya and his group forced Mahachi to call off the event.
I think we try to do it next week on Friday so as to make sure that he can participate in this one. So that is what is there. But you give us some time, enough time to make sure that we prepare. I'm sorry for the delayment.
Thereafter, Matinyanya and the toy-toying ZANU-PF activists chased away people who had gathered for the event, who included officials from some three Asian countries. They could not be drawn to comment about what they were doing, as they threatened to beat up anyone who was not a ZANU-PF supporter. Asked to comment, Mayor Manyenyeni said, "What happened today is regrettable and unnecessary."
It's most unfortunate. We are an inclusive city. We encourage everybody to be here.
At the same time, Councillor Herbert Gomba, who chairs the council's business committee, said it was said that some people were politicizing a project meant to create thousands of jobs.
It's unfortunate, very unfortunate. The intention of this council is just to create employment, to help in the development and the growth of the economy. So we are here to work together with investors and government in pursuing developmental goal agenda. And it's unfortunate that some people are getting in between.
Asked whether Matinyanya would face disciplinary action, Deputy Mayor Thomas Muzwa said it was up to his ZANU-PF party to deal with him.
We don't have to fight him here in the council or to discipline him as the office of the mayor or as the office of any council, but to tell him that what we are doing is wrong. We will tell your party will deal with you.
The project, which is a joint venture between Harare City Council and Consortio International, is expected to provide the local community with 5,000 flea market stores, 67 small shops, supermarkets, secure parking area, an eating area, a commercial center with banks, office space, and sports facilities. Some economists who spoke to Studio 7 said such behavior was against the government's agenda of creating employment and empowering citizens. Former Minister of Finance Chief Economist Masimba Manyanya said this should never be allowed to happen again in Zimbabwe as it discourages foreign investors. In 2012, ZANU-PF activists blocked a $5 million construction project in the same suburb, which was proposed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The project was moved to Tsvare Sekwa High Density Suburb. During the same year, they also blocked a $1.3 million fuel project proposed by local businessman Alex Mashamanda and another $30 million scheme to upgrade Mbare Musika bus terminals. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.